Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at our mediator, our one and only mediator, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, last week we defined what a mediator is and said it was one to whom we go to connect to another. And Jesus Christ is the one and only through whom we go to connect to God. This is one reason why we pray in the name of Jesus. We also looked at 1 Timothy 2 and 5 and saw there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The word one here is translated unity, or you could say Christ the mediator is the unity between God and man. Another way from the Greek you can read this is, and I like this version, there is only one unity, one mediator between each person and God, Jesus Christ. What this means is that we are not required, indeed we cannot and must not try to abide in God through any other mediator. We cannot abide in Christ or in God through any part of the body of Christ either. Mechanically, we are not plugged into God or Christ because we are plugged into a church, a leader, a denomination, or even a religion, or even because we are plugged into the body of Christ. Oh no, that is backwards. We are plugged into God through Christ alone, personally and individually. And then if we are in Christ, we are plugged into the body of Christ. You know, when we first come to the Lord, the person who tells us about Jesus often serves as a go-between. You know, I remember my older brother John telling me when he first got saved, he could get to God and all was well with his world as long as he was in fellowship and in good standings with the fellow who led him to Christ. So too today, as long as we play our favorite praise and worship song or keep our favorite religious rituals, we can get to God and all will be well in our little religious world. But as my brother soon found out, there had to come a time in his walk with God that he did not need no longer the fellow who led him to Christ to get to God, because our mediator does that. No stand-in was needed. And why? There is one mediator between God and man. And if our relationship with Christ is solid, then we can get to the heart of the Father without any help. So our vertical relationship with God personally and individually comes first. Let me say that again. Our vertical relationship with God personally and individually comes first. Did you get that, my friend? And will govern all horizontal relationships with other believers. Believe it or not, it will do that even if we do not realize that happening. So if we walk with Christ in spirit and in truth, then this will result in a walk with other believers in spirit and truth. But I dare you, my friend, to walk with believers in spirit and in truth by trying to keep some law or some principles of submission to authority or some principles of unity, and we will all end up, I promise you, my friend, in error. And why? Well, we will not be having Jesus Christ in common, not be in communion with Christ, but we will have a common, just a bunch of religious rules and regulations. Wow. How many see how essential it is for us to come into a personal realization of Jesus Christ, to have Christ truly revealed within us? Now, this is not only governs all else in our life, but even the ministry of the body of Christ is supposed to be unto this end. Thus, the lack of knowing Jesus Christ in this way is the reason why there is no real unity in the body of Christ. Now, this is so important, I'm going to say it again. The lack of knowing Jesus Christ in this way is the reason why there is no real unity in the body of Christ. If we do not personally know Jesus Christ, there can be no basis for unity that is supposed to be that is in Him. Thus, Jesus Christ is the sole mediator unto God. For us, you and I, my friend, it means that we each have a personal and individual access to God through Christ. Boy, I don't know about you, but that really gets me excited, that we have a personal and individual access to God through Christ. Now, let me allow that to sink in for a moment. Did you get that, my friend? Wow. We have a personal access to the Creator of the universe, the Ancient of Ages, the Rock of Ages. Why, sure. And better yet, the God who dwells in us. God dwells in us. In Ephesians 2, 21 and 22, Paul shares some of the most amazing and just mind-blowing truths in the Word of God. Paul writes, "In whom all the buildings fitly framed together govern unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God." Did you get that? An habitation of God through the Spirit. Wow. God is building us through the Spirit as His holy temple, His holy inhabitation for all of eternity. Now, I do not understand why God wants to dwell in man when He could choose the heavens and the stars and the quasars and the pulsars and the nebulas, whatever. But no, God has chosen man. Had chosen man to be His eternal home, His eternal habitation through the Spirit. And we do not have to go to anybody else or through any group or church or denomination or even a religion. Because being a believer who is in Christ and knows that Christianity is Christ in us. Let me say that again. That knows that Christianity is Christ in us and us in Christ. Wow. Christ has come to dwell in us and not in temples and buildings made by hands. John writes in 1 John 2:27, "But the anointing," then Christ is the anointing, my friend, not the music or the teaching and preaching, but Christ is the anointing which ye have received of Him, "abides in you, and yet need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." You know, if we come into a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, it will not result in any kind of prideful, superior attitudes. Oh, no. Oh, no. To the contrary, we are going to desire to fellowship with other believers. That's right. It would seem that today, though, God is not on a campaign out there to create many local gatherings of Christians. Oh, no. Who display a great unity. Rather, this is what God is doing. God is gathering, it seems to be scattered about, but we are in unity in the Spirit. God is gathering, a scattering of people that are in unity in the Spirit. The goal of all this true ministry is to teach 1 John 2:27 to individuals and be a vehicle into that end. This will serve not only to God's purpose in the individual, but it will also keep the unity of the body of Christ. Wow. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you will tune in next week and we will hear more about the unity of Christ, which is paramount. That was Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, verse 3, that they may come to know you as I know you. Not to come to know, each other or whatever, but Jesus' prayer were for us to come to know God the Father as He knows God the Father. Now, I will promise you, my friend, that is unity. When we come to know God the Father as Jesus knew God the Father. That is unity, my friend, and that is what the body of Christ needs today. Tune in next week more. God bless. Bye.